This podcast sponsored by Cherry Hill Volvo.
At Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers, and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
The Zioli Show on your schedule from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT in the free Odyssey app.
Congressman Guy Reschenthaler is a great friend of the show. I've not had him on since I moved back to afternoons, but he serves in the United States House of Representatives for the 14th District in Pennsylvania. He's on the House Appropriations Committee and the House Committee on Rules. He's about to be part of the majority, obviously, now that Republicans will be in charge in January. Hey, Guy, welcome back to the show. Thanks for joining me.
Rich, thanks for having me back on, and happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving to you, my friend. So where do we begin today? I wanted to ask you about yesterday's press conference with Speaker-designate McCarthy, where he called for Alejandro Mayorkas to resign as Secretary of the Department of Homeland Security and said, if not, he will be impeached. So tell us about that.
Well, absolutely. So let's go back to Thanksgiving and what I'm thankful for right now. I can tell you, I'm thankful that we no longer have one-party rule in Washington, D.C. I mean, that's a big deal because we're going to be able to stop the far left agenda from the administration, the Democrats. But when it comes to Mayorkas, we're gonna really exercise our oversight investigative functions in Congress. And we're going to call Mayorkas in so much that he's going to have a designated parking spot on the plaza. I can tell you, we will basically give him an office at the Capitol building because he's going to be before us testifying so much. And same with Fauci and Hunter Biden. But when it comes to Mayorkas in particular, the man is absolutely incompetent, and he continues to say that they have tactical control of the southern border, that there's not a crisis of the southern border. Everybody knows that's patently false.
Of course. I mean, you just have to see it with your own eyes. I mean, it's outrageous. And let's not forget, too, when those Border Patrol agents were accused of whipping the migrants with horse reins, Mayorkas knew that that was not true, but he still let the narrative play out regardless.
Well, of course, it's because it's with the left, it's never about the truth. It's all about pushing the narrative. Remember, their number one objective is not truth. It's not justice. It is their far left radical agenda.
Guy Reschenthaler, let me ask you about Anthony Fauci, because I know that Dr. Fauci resigned yesterday officially. It was his last speech. But as I said on the show yesterday, we're not done with you yet, Fauci. There's a lot of questions we want to ask this guy under oath, including gain-of-function research, the origins of COVID-19, all of his lies, all of his flip-flops and everything else. And I imagine, and I heard, I think it was Steve Scalise come out and say that he's going to be one of the top priorities for the Republicans in the new year.
Well, he is. So it's going to be Fauci, and we can talk about Fauci. He's already said it's going to be Mayorkas. And then Hunter Biden, because Hunter Biden will bring us to a lot of the corruption, the FBI, DOJ, and Joe Biden himself, that quote unquote big guy that's referred to in those emails. But getting back to Fauci, if Fauci can resign, okay, that's not going to save him from coming in before Congress, because the January 6th committee likes to call in Bannon and the others. Well, now we're going to call their cadre in before us, whether or not they're still in power or not. And Fauci's going to have to talk about some mysterious emails. I hope he's not deleting anything, because we are going to find them where we can show that he knew this disease was spread human to human, that it was an airborne disease. We're going to see the contradictory statements he made on masks, both before and after March of that year. And then we're going to get into the gain of function research. Remember that Fauci subverted U.S. law, which bans gain of function research. What they did is they sent money to EcoHealth Alliance. EcoHealth Alliance then sent it to the Wuhan Institute of Virology to study, wait for it, bat-borne zoonotic diseases, specifically bat-borne respiratory diseases. I'm sure it's a total coincidence, Rich, but we're going to get to the heart of that with Fauci. And we're going to show how absurd Fauci is and how he was not using any kind of rational basis, at least any rational basis based on science, in the decisions that the CDC was making.
Guy, you were part of the United States Navy Judge Advocate General Corps, and you prosecuted a lot of terrorists while you were overseas serving our country, including you defended a Navy SEAL who was falsely accused by the Obama administration of mishandling the Butcher of Fallujah. So you know the law. You know what it takes to prosecute. You also know overzealous prosecution when you see it. Merrick Garland's announcement a week ago that he was going to appoint a special counsel to look into former President Trump, I think it's so obvious what Merrick Garland wants here. He wants to stop Donald Trump from being able to run for president. That's not a decision Merrick Garland gets to make.
Well, okay. So the DOJ and the FBI are totally weaponized, they're politicized, and they're being used against conservatives. And you can bet one thing. We have a two-tiered criminal justice system. We have one for people in the ruling elite, one that agree with the regime, and we have one for conservatives. And you're seeing that on display now. This is all geared to stopping Trump from running in 2024 because they fear him. They know that he very likely will beat Biden in 2024. So they'll do whatever they can to stop him. But it's interesting what they're not investigating and who they're not going after. Again, I go back to Hunter Biden. There was so much damaging information on that laptop. And yet our so-called intelligence community, so-called experts, said that that was Russian disinformation. The story was suppressed during the 2020 election. We know that's all nonsense. So let's bring in Hunter Biden, get to the bottom of that too, and show the selective prosecution of the DOJ and the FBI.
Good. Good, Guy Reschenthaler. I want to hear it. I want to see it. You published a piece at thehill.com. There's good reason to be thankful. Democrats are no longer in charge of the People's House. So what are you thankful for as we end very soon the tenure of Nancy Pelosi and turn it over to the Republicans in January?
Well, I'm very thankful that we're going to have a stop valve on the radical agenda that we're seeing from the Democrats. And remember, we've seen what one-party rule, especially one-party Democrat rule, leads to: chaos at the southern border, high crime, high inflation, a poor economy, shrinking wages, and just embarrassments on the international stage from Afghanistan to what you're seeing in Ukraine. I can go on and on. But we're going to be able to put a stop to a lot of that. Now, I say we're going to be on offense and defense. We're going to be on defense because we're not going to be able to pass any sweeping legislation. Let's just be realistic. The Senate, still controlled by Democrats. We can pass everything we want from the House. It's not going anywhere. What we can do, though, is we can play defense with the bad ideas that are coming from the Senate and our colleagues in the House. So we will be able to stop that. We'll be able to go on offense when it comes to oversight investigation, like I said, with Fauci, Mayorkas, Hunter Biden. We're going to go after them so bad, they're going to wish the results of the 2020 election were different. That is how much oversight investigation we're going to bring down upon them.
Good, good. I mean, look, playing defense is important. This administration has spent like drunken sailors. Their spending spree is the reason why we have inflation, in my opinion. And
yes,
there's no question about it. Just being able to stop that is a huge, huge point.
It is. And you know, we got to be realistic with what we can do. I wish we would have taken the Senate by 54. I wish we would have taken the House by 240, 250. That didn't happen. But the good news is that we can at least be in the majority in the House and play defense and hopefully set up a successful run for Trump or DeSantis or whoever it is in 2024 to retake the White House. And then we can really start to reverse the damage that's taken place in the last 2 years.
Let me ask you before I let you go. I mean, obviously, you know, Pennsylvania, you represent Pennsylvania in Congress, Guy. Energy is so important. We got a lot of people hitting the road tomorrow, a lot of people hitting the airlines, and they're seeing the prices right now, and it's ridiculous. We turned on the furnace because it was freezing cold the last couple of days. We're heating our homes. The Democrat war on energy, which has been something this administration has done since day one, can the Republicans push back on that?
There's very honestly, Rich, there's very little we can do because so much of this is coming from the DOE. It's coming from the administration. We can try to pass legislation, force the Senate to take it up. But look, we know what's causing this issue. It's that Joe Biden, like you said, on day one declared war on American energy independence. He shut down the Keystone XL pipeline. He also said numerous times on the campaign trail, he's still saying it, in fact, that we're going to end fossil fuels. Well, what does that do? no one's going to invest in a refinery. No one's going to invest in any kind of infrastructure like pipelines to get natural gas and oil to market. And what that's done is two things. It's made the cost of energy a lot higher for Americans, and it's made us weak on the international stage because now we're dependent on places like Venezuela, Iran, all these other nations to get oil and petroleum out into the market to help keep prices down. But remember, under Trump, the Democrats love talking about January 6th. I tell people this. Just remember, on January 6th, the most important thing to remember is gas was $2.25 a gallon. Look at what it is right now. That's what we should be focused on.
Hey, Guy, where can people find you if they want to learn more about you?
G. Reschenthaler on Twitter. They can go to my campaign page and go to my official page and follow me there. Right. So I really appreciate it coming on, Rich.
Absolutely.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving to you, Congressman Guy Reschenthaler. We appreciate it.
Take care.
Thanks for listening to the Scioli Show podcast from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the Odyssey app.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.